It's the Inside Track. We're at the 34 Raceways Car Show. Got a chance to catch up for just a minute with Amy Lau, 34 Raceways. Amy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to the show this year again.
It's a great show. Always have a good time coming. I know we're just about ready to kick off the season. Going to have a practice tomorrow, and it won't be very long. We're going to be racing a 34.
Yeah, it seems like the winter went really quick, although we didn't even have a winter. I think we went directly into summer. So we're really looking forward to a great season.
I know with a promoter, I know race car drivers have to work on their cars and get them looking pretty and get them looking, you know, ready to go racing and all that. But, boy, for a promoter, that's work time through the winter to get to this point, isn't it?
Yeah, the work never ends for a promoter. You know, we just went directly from last September into the 2012 season, even though we did take a couple vacations this winter, and I took a couple vacations just not doing anything, mm-hmm. even though we were still here. But, you know, you just go right into planning for the next season. And with us not selling the racetrack, we had to, you know, go ahead and do this again and started planning the schedule and getting everything together and trying to figure out which classes we were going to bring back and which ones, you know, we were going to add more races to, and going out looking for the sponsors and getting everything situated there. That's very time consuming. So it's all coming to an end now, and it feels like it's kind of bearing down on us, but we'll be ready for next weekend's practice.
How many seasons is this for you?
This will be our sixth season.
Is it getting a little easier as far as I know, before you can go out and get those sponsors, you got to kind of have something put together, what you're going to do, get that schedule put together. You got to kind of let them know, you know, what kind of shows you're going to have or what nights you'd like to put them on. Is that getting a little smoother than it used to be?
Well, I tell you what, 5 years ago when I was in this position, I knew nothing about what I'm doing today. And I just kind of guessed at, you know, what the sponsors would want and what they would expect out of us. And I definitely feel a lot more comfortable now going into their business and asking for their support. But now I have a little more experience behind me, and you know, now when I propose something to them, I know that definitely I can make it work for them.
I'm sure you've probably over these few years you've had to build some relationships that you'll keep even beyond the racing days.
Oh yeah, I definitely think so. You know, the relationships that you build with the fans and the drivers and the sponsors and just, you know, the crews, everybody involved is what is very rewarding for me, because, you know, going into this, I knew a lot of people from the racetrack with Jeff Racing, but I didn't know the people like I know today, you know, which is the great thing. That's why I guess I keep doing it, because I love the people and I love the support that we get from everybody.
Yeah, a lot of times with racers, they'll really know the guys that they race against real well, but they don't know anything about that guy that runs that Wild Thing car or maybe that late model driver, because they're busy worrying about their end. You got to kind of know a little bit of everybody, don't you?
That is exactly right, because going into this, I knew all the late model guys. I didn't know anybody else. Maybe a couple of them that I went to school with, but now I know everybody. Even if I don't know their name when they come up to me, I know that I know them from the racetrack and that they're a racer, and I can probably tell you what number they are. But, you know, I guess it just takes time. That's one of the things 5 years ago I was worried about, is that I didn't know very many people. But I put myself in the different positions, you know, at the payout window and at the pit shack, to learn who these people are when they come in and out, and so that I do know them at the racetrack and when I cross their path on the streets.
That's one thing great about coming to 34 Raceways. I usually see you pretty quickly, usually right at the pit gate.
Yep, that's my job at the beginning of the night.
What do you guys got planned this year as far as your schedule? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, we threw in another practice, so we're actually having another practice tomorrow. And then we'll, next Saturday, March 31st, we'll have another practice. And then on Tuesday, April 3rd, another practice. And I guess the reason why we have scheduled three practices now, because we don't know what the weather's going to do. You know, the last couple weeks has been so nice that I hope it doesn't turn out raining. So hopefully we'll get at least one or two of the practices that we've got scheduled in. Our first race, we kick off the season this year, just like we do every year, with the Budweiser Slocum 50, the Deary Brothers Late Model Series. And then the support classes, we'll have sprint cars, four cylinders, mod lights. And then the following weekend, Sprint Invaders. And then after that, I think a 305 special and a modified special. And then from there on, April 28th, we start out the regular points season. We've got a lot of different shows planned throughout the season. Nothing really big and spectacular this year. We've kind of went conservative on the big shows, you know, the World of Outlaw, the Lucas Oil. Those shows cost a lot of money to come in. And in today's economy, you know, we want to make sure that the average race fan can bring their kids and come as many times as they want throughout the season, not just to one show throughout the season. So we're sticking to the basics this year, and we've added a class, the four-cylinder class, on a weekly basis. So we'll actually have six classes a car. We have figured out how to cut time out of the show, you know, with doing some other things with classes, and we've got a lot going on, you know, with the hobby stocks and the Family Motors Challenge there, and the Pepsi Challenge, and the iWireless Wheel of Winning, and so the Burlington Hawkeye will actually have a tabloid come out here in the next couple weeks. So everybody needs
We'll watch for that.
Yeah, everybody needs to kind of take a look at that, and they'll see last year's champions and the different information on them, and then the schedule for the upcoming events, and then a little bit about the iWireless and the Pepsi Challenge and the Family Motors Challenge.
So. You don't know what the date on that is, do you?
You know what?
Put you on the spot, didn't I? Sorry.
I think that it's was going to come out on April 1st. So that would be not tomorrow, but next Sunday is what I think. That
have to watch and catch that Burlington Hawkeye.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's always, they do that every year for us. So it's a great thing, you know, and it's kind of a keepsake so people can keep it and put it away. And, you know, tells a little bit about the champions from last year. If everybody didn't get to attend the banquet, which usually, you know, most fans don't attend the banquet, just the drivers and their crews. So tells a little bit about the champions that we had last year. And then John Bowenkamp always does a nice story on the upcoming season. So should be a great season for us, Dave.
Going to be around the Sport Mods again this year?
We are. I think we have 10 or 11 events scheduled. Weikert Iron and Metal has stepped up and sponsored once again for us. So them guys are looking forward to coming in. I think we have one of them out here. Tim Zeman, I know,
sure,
is here,
yeah,
Sport
yeah.
Mod. I think he's our only Sport Mod. But honestly, by talking to a lot of people, I think we're going to have some pretty full classes this year.
You guys always have. I mean, every class is just great shows. I mean, the Mod Lights, when they come, I'm excited when I see the Mod Lights on the schedule because they bring a good field of cars, and it's good, usually good racing.
The Mod Lights are cute. I was looking at Keltner's car over here, and I was thinking, man, I think that'd be a lot of fun to get in that.
You need one of those.
Kind of zip around the track, so maybe someday he'll let me get in his.
Well, Amy, thanks for talking with us, and wish you the best of luck this season, and won't be long here. We'll catch up with you again.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you.